is good and which is bad.
所以自己决定哪一个是好消息，哪一个是坏消息。
Here's what we are going to do.
所以今天要做的是
because the our next book is Leviticus.
因为下一本书是利未记。
And it is a very important book.
利未记其实是非常重要的一本书。
So what I'm going to do is, in our 15 minutes we have left, I'm going to finish Exodus.
因为今天我们其实只有十五分钟了，我们大概就是把这个出埃及记把它讲完。
From last week.
因为上星期可能没有讲完的。
And then we will do Leviticus next week.
所以下星期才开始上利未记。
Because I want to make sure that we have enough time to understand Leviticus.
所以因为我需要有，我希望大家有足够的时间来理解利未记。
Leviticus is very important to the Old Testament.
因为对于旧约来讲，利未记是非常重要的一本书。
And I don't want to cut it short.
所以我不想大家就快快的把它走过去，我们需要有足够的时间来学利未记。
But I'm actually satisfied for our time today.
但是今天实际上我对时间还是满意的。
Because this is where we had to stop last time.
因为上次我们是需要在哪儿停下呢？这个上节课是讲出来。
I told you the Exodus breaks into two themes.
我跟大家说过，这出埃及记是两部分。
Let me give you a short exam.
我给大家一个很短的一个小测验。
What are the two themes?
这两个是什么
？Number one.
两个主题，就出埃及记，第一个。Salvation.
Okay, very good.
救赎非常好。
Redemption or salvation.
Redemption 或者就是 salvation 就是救赎。
That is the first 15 chapters.
在前面的十五章，出埃及记前面十五章讲的都是救赎。
God brings them out of Egypt. He delivers them.
神把这些以色列人从埃及地拯救出来，这是前面十五章的主题。
The second theme.
然后第二个主题是什么？
Relationship,
very good.
He does not bring them out of Egypt and then leave them alone.
神没有把这些以色列人救出来以后就不管他们了。
He brings them out of Egypt so that he can establish this relationship with them.
神把以色列人从埃及拯救出来是为了跟他们建立一个关系。
Now, that's the last part of the book, 15 through 40.
所以从第十五章一直到第四十章都是在讲这个关系。
The problem for us as modern readers,
对我们现代的这个读者来讲，这个难处在于
is that we read these chapters through modern eyes.
因为我们是用我们现代人的眼光来看这些章节。
And we don't think of them the way they thought of them.
所以我们所想的跟当初这些以色列百姓所想的不一样。
We can understand the first 15 chapters.
前面十五章我们可以理解。
God rescues them from Egypt.
神把这些以色列人从埃及拯救出来。
But then we come to the second part.
然后到了第二部分了。
And it seems very foreign.
对我们看起来觉得有点奇怪。
You see, we begin to read all of these laws.
我们看到有这么多的律法。
And we read the Ten Commandments.
然后又读到这是十诫。
Laws about altars.
这些这么多的这些信条。
Laws about what to do if someone is killed.
这些律法是关于如果有人被杀了我们该怎么做
laws about the Sabbath
和关于守安息日的这些信
laws about social justice
和这个社会上面的公益的一些律法
and then some bald-headed guy gets up and says this is about relationship
然后有人说这就是关于关系的嘛
and we think that's not relationship
你看这咱牧师说牧师是秃头的那个他开玩笑他说他自己
when you read the AmericanLaws that Congress passes.
但是我们如果看到美国的宪法，这个国会他们通过的这些法律
，You never think, look at that. They wanted a relationship with me, so they passed a law.
我们看到的法律的时候，我们从来都不会想到它是关于关系的啊，他想要跟我有个关系，所以他建立了这么一个法律。
Our laws are not about relationship.
我们的法律，现在的法律可不是关于关系的。
And so I want you to see how this works.
所以我想要大家来理解一下这个律法。
We tend to think like this.
我们是一般理解律法是这么理解的。
Thou shalt not. I hope that's what that says.
Yeah, 你不能，这就是十诫里是这么说，你不该这么做，不该那么做。
And when we hear thou shalt not, we think of rules.
所以当我们听到你不能这么做的时候，我们就想到的是规条、规定。
Don't do this, 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 and this.
不要做这个，不要做那个，别做那个。
And how many of you feel warm and fuzzy when you read a rule that says don't do this?
当你读到这个，你不要做这个，不要做那个时候，你心里会觉得很温暖，很暖洋洋的吗
？No,
没有，不会。
We read, "Thus says the Lord."
我们读到说耶和华说
And we think of judgment.
然后我们就想到审判
Thus says the Lord.
耶和华如此说
Do this and I will punish you.
你要这么做我会惩罚你
That's not relationship.
这也不是关系
We read, because you have done this, this is what will happen.
然后我们要读到说，因为你这么做了，所以这就是要承受的后果，要发生的事。
Punishment.
我们想到的也是，哦哦，要惩罚。
We hear God say, "You forgot my laws."
我们听到神说，你忘记了我的律法。
Duty.
你忘记了你的职责。
All of these things in our mind bring together something negative.
所以所有这些说法，让我们都会感觉到一些负面的东西。
When the principal calls us into his office,
当校长把我们叫到他的办公室去
and shuts the door,
然后他把门关上
and says,
然后说
I need to talk to you.
我得跟你谈谈
How many of you expected when you were a child after that something good to happen?
你们如果是小孩子的时候，你会觉得校长这么做的时候是有些好事要发生了吗？
No, never.
不会了
Right? It's bad.
肯定是坏事
When mom or dad said,You forgot.
当爸爸妈妈说你忘记了
That was always something bad coming.
那肯定这个结果都不大好。
You forgot to take out the trash. You forgot to do your chores, right?
你忘了做家事了，你忘了把垃圾拉出去了，这都是要惩罚我们的事。
Your mom never called you in and said, "You forgot how much I love you."
妈妈从来不会把你叫过来说你忘记我有多么爱你了，然后给你一个大一个。
Moms, try that sometimes.
所以做妈妈的在家。
Or even more, dads, try it.
这爸爸们更是要记得。
It'll scare them to death.
把孩子叫过来要给他骂个
They'll think something terrible has happened. But this is not how God thought of the law.
但是神看律法不是这么看的。
He thought of it like this.
但是神看到的律法是什么样的？
Because you are my people, this is what you must do.
因为你是我的子民，这就是你必须要这么做的事。
That is about relationship.
这是关于关系的。
Isn't that what it says?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.Because you're my people.
因为你是我的子民。
This is how I want you to walk.
这就是我想要你。
Let me give you one example. I see some puzzle, so I want to make sure you understand this.
我给你一个例子，我看大家有点困惑。
Let me give you one example.
一个例子。
The Sabbath day commandment.
就是在安息日的这个规定。
We think of it like this.
我们想到的是。
There is a rule.
就是有一个规定。
Thou shalt honor the Sabbath.
你们要遵守安息日。
Don't do this.
在安息日不能做这个，不能做那个。
When I was a little kid,
我很小的时候。
My dad was a pastor.
我父亲是牧师嘛。
That is very wonderful.
这是很好啊。
And very dangerous.
也很危险。
Because that means the whole church is watching.
因为这整个教会的人都盯着我看呢。
So you feel like you have to do this.
所以我平时走路都要小心翼翼的。
So our church had service on Sunday night.
我们教会都是在星期天的晚上会有崇拜。
In Indiana, at night, there are what's called lightning bugs.
在印第安纳，我们在晚上的夏天的晚上。
Little bugs that flash.
有那个就是萤火虫啊，就是。
And so I was a little kid.
我是小孩子。
And I would catch them.
所以我就在到处去抓萤火虫。
And you hold them in your hand, and you know your whole hand is going.
所以你把那些虫抓的时候。拿在手里头，那个光一闪一闪的，很好玩。
But I was not a very smart little kid.
但是我也不那么聪明了。
And so, I wanted to keep them.
我想要把这些虫都抓在手里，不要给放掉。
And the only way to keep them was to put them in my pocket.
所以我就把它们都塞在我口袋里。
So I put them in my pocket.
塞到口袋里以后。
And I got in trouble.
然后就出问题了。
Now, you would think, he got in trouble because he ruined his pants.
你们觉得可能我这个。把它塞到口袋里，可能把裤子就弄脏了，所以可能要找麻烦了，不是这样。
Someone went running to my mom.
有人就跑去告我妈妈去了。
Your son.
看你儿子干什么事
He's catching bugs on Sunday.
他在星期天居然抓虫子。
And his dad is the pastor.
他爸爸可是牧师，怎么能在安息日抓虫子呢？
They thought all about rules.
所以他们所想到的就是规定。
But God says it entirely different.
但是神所看到的律法是不一样的。
He says,
神说
You're my people.
你是我的子民。
And I want a day where I can just spend time with you.
我只希望有这样一天，我可以就安安静静的花时间跟你在一起。
It's my gift.
这是我给你的一个礼物。
As a relationship.
因为是建立关系的时间。
I want there to be a day that you don't have to go and make a living.
因为这一天，我希望你就是完完全全休养生息，不用去
you get to
打拼生活。
Worship me.
然后这一天你就是来敬拜我就好了。
At lunch, you get well, not this week. You get to sit with other Christians and visit.
吃中饭的时候，你可以跟别的基督徒坐在一起交流。
It's a gift of relationship.
这是一个礼物，是望让大家建立关系。
That's how God's presented the law to them.
所以神在神给他们这些律法的时候，神是这样的。
We read the rules that say.
我们看到这些规定，我们就说。
If you break my law, this is the sacrifice you must bring.
如果你打破了这条规定，你就必须要做出一些牺牲。
And we think of judgment.
我们就想到审判。
Duty. You forgot my law.
想到责任，因为你忘记了我的律法。
But God says.
但是神说。
You're my people.
你是我的子民。
And if you fall,
如果你摔倒了，
this is what you will do because I want to have mercy on you.
这些就是你该做的事，因为我希望要对你有怜悯。
I want to care for you.
因为我关心你。
You're my people.
你是我的子民。
Here is how to come back into my presence.
这就是说，如果你犯了错，你怎么样再回来？
As children and even as adults.
作为孩子，甚至作为成人。
Maybe sometime you've done something that offended someone.
因为有时候你可能做了些什么事情让别人不高兴了。
And now you don't know how to come back.
你不知道怎么再跟他重建这个关系。
That relationship has been broken.
因为这个关系已经被打破了。
And so you're embarrassed.
所以你会觉得很尴尬。
You're sorry.
你觉得不好做的对不起他。
But you don't know how to mend it.
但是你不知道该怎么修补这个关系。
And so when you see them, you go this way.
所以你当你看到这人来了，你赶快就朝另一个方向走。
Because you don't know what to say, how to mend it.
因为你不知道该跟他说些什么话来修
补。God said in the law.
但是主在律法中这么说。
If you fall.
如果你摔倒了。
If you break one of my laws.
如果你打破了我的一些规定。
Here is the path.
就是你就这
么走。For coming back into my presence.
让你可以回到。
We'll see that when we come to Leviticus.
我们在利未记就会看到你怎么样。
It's a beautiful picture for us.
因为这对我们来讲画出了一幅美丽的图画。
And to jump to the New Testament.
然后再到了新约。
That's why Jesus says in Matthew 5.
耶稣在马太福音第五章说。
If you come to the altar, if you come to worship.
如果你来敬拜，来到祭坛前。
And you remember that one of your brothers has something against you, you've offended them.
如果你突然想起来，你跟你某个弟兄之间是有矛盾。
I want you to mend that relationship.
我希望你先把这个关系修复了。
So he says, here's how you can do it.
所以你就该这么做。
Leave your gift.
你把你的献祭的东西放在那里。
Go to your brother.
你去到你的弟兄面前。
And say, I want my relationship with God to be open.
去跟他说，我想要我跟神的关系是能够完全的敞开的。
But I also want my relationship with you.
我也希望我跟你的关系是完全修复的。
And so I've come to mend it.
所以我就来修复你我的关系。
These laws are about relationship, about mercy.
所以这些律法是关于关系和关于连续的。
God says to Israel over and over, if you walk in my path,
神一次一次地跟以色列人说，如果你们在我的路上行，
this is how I will care for you.
这就是我怎么样关心你们的做法。
Protection.
要保护你们。
It's not a heavy burden.
不是一个重担。
It'sprotection.
而是保护。
You see, you go through the commandments.
我们看这十诫。
And ask yourself.
你也问问你自己。
Which of these commandments will make me happier if I break them?
哪一个诫命是让说，如果我打破这个诫命，我会更开心？有这样一条诫命。
You understand?
明白吗？
If I kill someone,
如果我杀
了人， is that going to make my life better? Of course not.
我的生活，我如果杀了人，我的生活会更好吗？当然不会。
Stealing and then dealing with the aftermath of that's not going to make my life better.
如果偷了别人的东西，然后还要对付这之后的事情，那我生活不会变得更好。
Committing adultery, unfaithful to your wife, all the cover up, all the aftermath of that.
如果是瞒着你的妻子有婚外情，这样子肯定你的生活会一团糟，也不会让你的生活。
There's a whole bunch of divorce lawyers who can tell you that doesn't lead to a happier life.
这现在的这个离婚律师到处都是，你可以去问问他们以后的生活会不会更好。
The whole list of them.
这个整个的这些实践。
The last one, coveting. How many of us are happier when we spend our life wishing we had what someone else had?
我们中间有没有人会觉得，哎呀，我要是像他那样过日子，要跟他交换一下，会不会更好？Of course not.
He gave the law to say, walk in my path. I'll care for you. I want you to have the kind of life I intended my people to live.
他给我们这样的律法，都是让我们在义路上行，这样子。
And that's why over and over in the Old Testament,
所以一次又一次的在旧约里面,
it's going to refer to the law as a lamp to guide your path.
所以一直把这个律法都当作一盏灯, 脚前灯,
as milk
就好像是,
to make you strong and healthy.
像奶一样的, 能够让你的身体能够健壮,
as honey
而是把它形容成像蜜,
to bring 蜂蜜, delight and joy.
让你给你带来喜悦。
I've probably told you this before. But in Israel, I learned that when they start to teach a little child to read,
在以色列他们教小孩子读书的时候,
Jewish parents will write a verse from Psalms on a piece of paper,
这些家长就会把诗篇里的一句话写在一张纸上,
dip it in honey,
然后把这张纸在蜂蜜里头浸一下,
and lay it on the tongue of their little child. And they say, I am teaching you to read so that you will be able to read God's law. And when you read it, it will be sweet like this honey. Because it will make your life fulfilled and pleasing to God. I heard that and I thought, oh, I wish we did that. Because so many young people grow up thinking this is God's law and he's going to hit you over the head with it. Instead of, this is God's law. It's sweet. It brings joy. Live this way, and your path will be happy. Over and over in the Old Testament, it will say, blessed are the people who keep God's law. And the word blessed can be translated the same, happy. He says, this is the way to have a happy and fulfilled and blessed life.
所以这就是这种方式，就是让你能够得到喜乐，得到这个充实的生活。
Keep my law.
要遵守,
it's not a club.
遵守我的律法。
So this is how we should think of God's law in Exodus.
所以在这个出埃及记中，我们看到神的律法的时候，应该是这样。
He is not saying to them,
他没有跟他们说,
keep all these laws and now you'll be my people.
遵守这些律法, 所以你就是我的, 你就可以成为我的百姓。
That's hard.
就是,
and that's what happened by the end of the Old Testament age.
实际上在旧约这个时代结束的时候, 它就是这样发生。
The people began to make a list of the laws.
人就开始把这些律法都列成一条一条的规定。
They made a list of 613 laws.
大概有613条规定。
Do all of these and God will be happy.
必须要做到所有的这613条，神才会高兴。
Life gets pretty miserable if every day you have to review a list of 613 laws.
如果你每天都要遵守这600多条规定, 你日子会过得很痛苦。
Then they added to the 613 laws a book much thicker than this explaining how to keep the 613 laws.
这些律法师又把这613条规定,
God said, 神说, give you an example.
给你们一个例子。
My day, the Sabbath day, is a gift to you for relationship. Honor it, respect it, enjoy it.
安息日是我给你的礼物，让你可以在这一天能够来好好的去来享受。
But a section of that book, this thick,
但是有一本这么厚的书,
is what they added to that.
他们把这条规定上又加了自己的解释。
You can pick up the weight of a piece of paper.
你可以拿起来。 你到了安息日，你可以拿起来一页纸那么重量。
But not the weight of two pieces of paper.
但是你不能拿起两页纸的重量。
If you have a wound on your skin,
如果你手上有伤口,
You can put ointment on it to keep it from getting worse.
你可以在上面涂点油，让它不要再恶化。
But you can't put anything on it that would make it better, because that would be work. That would be a doctor healing.
但是你不能在伤口上放药，让它能够变好，因为那就是工作呀。安息日是不可以工作的嘛。
Do you see what they've done? They took it away from relationship and made it a heavy burden.
你看到吗？这些律法师把这个律法从关系已经转到一种很重的一个负担了。
But here's what I want you to see. That is not God's fault. That was our fault.
这是我们的想法，绝对不是神的想法。
We are the ones who added all of that.
因为是人把这些例别额外的规定加上。
What he said was.
神是怎么说的？
I want to have relationship with you.
我想要跟你有个关系。
And this is how to walk in that relationship.
这就是你怎么样在这个关系里行。
The two ways he did that: law, and then the tabernacle.
我们看到这个律法还有这个会幕
The tabernacle was to say to them
这个会幕是跟百姓说
This is a holy place
这是一个圣地
This is where God lives among you
神就是在这里住在你们中间
Was there fear?
这你会
Yes
你会觉得有害怕有
There was awe
你会觉得敬畏
because God is there
因为神在那里当然 要觉得敬畏
but it was the fear of respect and majesty
但是这种敬畏是出于尊敬对于这个权威对神的这种地位的一个尊敬
of awe at God's presence
是对于神的同在的一种敬畏
all of this comes in the New Testament
但是到了新约
in John chapter 1
在约翰福音的第一章
Jesus, or John says this,
约翰说,
we have beheld his glory,
我们看到了他的荣光,
the glory of the only begotten of the Son,
父独生子的荣光,
full of grace and truth.
满有恩典, 满有
He says this,
他说,
the word dwelt among us.
这道住在我们中间。
And the word dwelt in that verse is the same word that in the Old Testament is tabernacle.
他这个住在我们中间的住字跟旧约里用的这个圣幕会幕是一样的
In other words, in the Old Testament, God built, had them build a tabernacle, a tent, where his presence was.
所以在旧约里面神是要这百姓来造一个会幕这样神的同在就是用这个会幕来代表神的同在
They camped around this tent.
所以这些以色列民就在这个会幕周围来扎营扎帐篷
On all four sides, they were living with their door of their tent, the opening of their tent, facing this tabernacle.
所以在会幕的四边，这些帐篷的门都要对着这个会幕。
So that every morning when they came out of their tent, there is God's presence.
所以每天早上他们打开帐篷的门出来，他们面对的都是会幕，就神的同在。
John says,
但是约翰说
the word in Jesus made his tabernacle.Among us.
但是这个道成了肉身就成为耶稣就住在我们中间
We saw God
我们看到神
In him
也看到耶稣就好像神的会幕
The tabernacle is now the person of Jesus
所以旧约中的会幕在新约里就是耶稣本人
But then when we come to Corinthians
然后我们带到哥罗西书
Paul is going to say
保罗说
You are now the temple of the Holy Spirit You are now the tabernacle.
你们就是会幕
Which means, and this is hard to imagine.
这个理解起来有点困难
But when your unbelieving neighbors see you,
当你的不信的邻居看到你
they should see the presence of God.
他们应当能看到神的同在
Because he is dwelling in us.
因为神就住在我们中间
Just as they saw his presence in the tabernacle.
就好像旧约时候人们看到会幕就看到神的同在一样
And that means as you go through your daily life
也就意味着当你日常过日子的时候
You are presenting his presence
你所代表的其实是神
To those around you
对于周围的人来讲你所代表神的同在
The same way Jehovah was in the tabernacle
就好像旧约时代耶和华神就住在会幕里一样
The same way the glory of the Father was seen in Jesus
就好像神的这个荣光是在耶稣身上反映出来
You and I
你跟我
As we live our lives
我们在日常生活中
are to be presenting him to those around us
我们也应该代表着神给我们的周围的人做见证
A friend of mine passed away a couple, 3 weeks ago
三星期前我一个朋友去世。
She and her husband, they're 90 years old, were married 73 years, I think.
她的先生大概98岁了吧,他们结婚已经73年。
A little old lady.
这个老太太年纪很大,个头很小。
And someone told me at her funeral,
有人在她的葬礼上跟我说,
there were three workers from Winn-Dixie, the grocery store in our community,
我们这个社区里面有三个在Winn-Dixie工作的工作人员,
who came to her funeral.
他们来到她的葬礼。
Now, they weren't relatives.
他们跟她不是亲戚关系。
But you see, every few days, she or her husband came toddling into Winn-Dixie.
但是你会看到，他每个星期都会跟他先生去Winn-Dixie去买东西。
And they were the tabernacle.
他们就好像是会幕一样。
And as they talked to the clerks,
所以当他们在Winn-Dixie买东西，
as they did their business,
跟这些出纳员跟他们讲话，
they showed the kind of love that Jesus showed.
他们所显出来的爱就好像是耶稣显示出来的爱一样。
And when she died,
所以当他去世以后，
three of those workers said,
有三个工作人员说，
we want to go honor her.
我们想要去尊荣她。
Why?
为什么？
Because she was a tabernacle.
因为她就是那个会幕。
Of God.
她就好像是神的会幕一样。
Exodus is not just far away in the past.
所以出埃及记并不是很久很久以前发生的事。
It says to us, we can live in a way
她是在跟我们讲,
that when people see us, they are drawn to God.
所以当我们也可以这样生活，当我们神们看到我们，他们我们就把他们吸引到神面前。
Because he lives in us.
因为神在我们里面生活。
And because he lives in us, he shines through us in our daily activities.
因为神活在我们里面，所以通过我们日常的行动，神的光荣光就会显现出来。
Next week we're going to pick up Leviticus.
下一周我们开始要学利未记。
If you did not do your Leviticus homework, good news, you have another week to do it.
所以你还有一周的时间来读利未记。
Read the chapters I gave you.
利未记要需要读这个利未记的这些.
Chapter 1, 6 through 9.
第一章的6到第9节.
11 and 6, 16 and 19.
11节,16节和19节.
And highlight the word holy.
而且要特别把这个高光笔画出来, holy, 这个圣洁这个词.
Next week we will look at that book.
我们下个星期要看利未记.
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear God, I thank you again for your word.
感谢主, 谢谢你的话语。
I thank you for your law.
也特别为主你的律法来感谢你。
You did not leave us grasping, groping for truth.
主啊, 你没有让我们自己到处摸索着寻找真理。
You did not leave us trying to find our own path to you.
你也没有让我们随着己意去寻找通向你的路。
But instead, because you love us,
因为你爱我们,
you gave us a clear path. This is how I want you to walk as my people.
你给我们指出一条清楚的路，你说这就是我希望我的子民所行的路。
Father, thank you for that.
父，感谢你。
Now help us to be people who walk in your path.
帮助我们走行在这条路上。
And help us to be people who show your image.
也帮助我们能够现在活出你的形象。
Help us to be tabernacles of you.
帮助